Yes, a very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your Yarn in Circle, the Murray Grapevine. It is National Talk Black. It is Zoe Trevor, Tim Trinity Trev, Murray from Macquarie, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your dingy country. That's BBM Bumrabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the country thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. You can have your Sabre calls on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. And like I said, we go across the nation thanks to NERS. Like to acknowledge traditional owners of the land we broadcast from and to all our traditional across the daily country of ours. Welcome back to National Talk Black. Have you say, Yarn Up Strong. Yarn with the ball, you're on Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from Macquarie. Going to catch up with Tim Lowe, ATO, Assistant Commissioner, Tax Time, Support for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander People on the line. Tim, good morning. How are you?
Good, thanks, Trev. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you, brother. So where are you based?
I'm in Wurundjeri country, mate.
Oh, Delhi. Fantastic. Now, here we are in September. End of the financial year is July. June 1 is the start of a new financial year. So is it too late for our mob to be doing their tax return?
Absolutely not, good. Trevor. Like, we've got plenty of time still. So if you're lodging your tax return, all you need to do is lodge your tax return before the 31st of October.
Yes.
There's almost a month left to go. But if you don't want to lodge your tax return by yourself and you want to get a tax agent to help you, all you need to do is be on their books by the 31st of October and you have more time to lodge your tax return there.
So tax agent, so that's an accountant, yes?
Yeah, registered tax agent, accountant who specialises in the tax returns.
No, fantastic. And that's for people who are in a job or are running their own business, yep?
Yeah, absolutely. So, if you've got a job and you want to lodge your tax return yourself, you can do that. But if you want to get a tax agent to help you, you can also do that as well.
Okay. And for people in pension, is there a reason for them to do their tax as well?
Yeah, look, we've got obviously the Indigenous Helpline that provides specialised tax and super assistance tailored to meet the needs of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples.
Mm-hmm.
That helpline was as busy as ever. Last year, we received over 47,000 calls,
Whoa.
Which made tax time easier
Good.
For Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples. And they can help you with a lot of to answer questions on a range of topics, including receiving government payments as well.
That tax line number, have you got that there, Tim?
Absolutely, Trev. It's 131030.
131030.
Perfect.
All right, excellent. So in regarding a tax return, is it 90% sure that people will get a tax refund?
Yeah, so it really depends on your facts and circumstances, Trev. So typically, in terms of the statistics, you know, 4 in 5 people typically get a tax refund. So
okay.
The last couple of years, that trend's been the same. So, yeah, the odds are in your favour that you're going to get a tax refund.
Well, you get money coming back in your pocket, so do your duties and get your tax return done, my brother. So that's before the end of October, is that right?
That's right.
All right, so for our mob out there, the number again, tax line 131030, or they can call you personally, is that right, Tim? 00055, call me now.
Yeah, the other thing you can do, Trev, is you can check out our website as well. So we've got a dedicated website, ato.gov.au/indigenous,
yes.
Where you can get some information about our support services. Now, one thing I also wanted to mention is if you earn less than 60K and have simple tax affairs, you can also get some help from our volunteers through our tax help centres. So we've got nearly 27 existing Indigenous tax help centres around the country, and we've established some new Indigenous tax help centres over the last 12 months. So we've got one in Uluru, out in Bathurst in New South Wales, and Mosman Gorge in Queensland as well.
Good, deadly, fantastic. Otherwise, they call that number 131030.
That's right.
You're the man, Tim. Thank you very much for sharing. All the best. Keep smiling. Stay safe, and we'll yarn soon, eh?
Yeah, thanks, Trev, mate. Take care of yourself.
Okay, bye-bye. Bye. Tim Lowe, his name is, ATO Assistant Commissioner and Tax Time Support for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander People. So, yeah, like I said, the end of the financial year is July, end of July, and start of the new financial year is June 1. Here we are in September and you're thinking you missed a boat. No, you got till October, end of October, to get your tax done and look, 90% sure you get a refund. So put your tax in and get the cash coming your way, you mob. Act on it. Do that. Have your say in Yarn Up Strong here on National Talk Black. Deadly number here is 1-800-422-416. Gila Boy, Saltwater Band, here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your saying, Yarn Up Strong. Give me a call, 1-800-422-416. Call the number, Yarn Up, with yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from Macquarie, live on First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your dingy country. That's BBM, Bumba Brip Media, 98.7 FM. And we're across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service, for your daily program, National Talk Black. Yarn Up Strong, your mob. Now, you can text the brother as well, 045-714-0550. Also for our mob out there on Keyboard Warriors on Facebook and what have you. BBM, 98.7 FM. Yarn Up Strong, utilise this deadly tool we have and a voice for our people. Now, Australian Physiotherapy Association, that's APA, has welcomed the release of a new Australian Institute of Health and Welfare, that's AIHW, that's a report, and Dementia in Australia, launched to mark Dementia Action Week and highlighting the impact of the massive funding shortfall. AIHW report revealed that only $7.8 million of a total of $3 billion health and aged care budget for dementia was spent on allied health care, of which physiotherapy is just one service, and found that accident falls were the third highest lead of cause of death in people who died with but not from dementia, and accidental falls were more common with increasing age in this cohort. We're going to catch up a yarn now with the president, national president of APA, Scott Willis, on the line. Scott, very good morning. How are you?
I'm very good, Trevor. And yourself?
I'm well. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Where are you based, Scott?
I'm down here on the land of the Palawa people in Tasmania.
Tassie, oh, too deadly. And big shout out to the mob down that way. And in the hat that you wear, in the space you're working in regard to, all this money, money's a tool, but a bit shortfall in regarding looking after our mob with dementia and accidents. And it's sad to see that falls were the third highest lead cause of death there.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, falls is a huge component of dementia, and, you know, physiotherapy can really demonstrate its worth by preventing it, reducing falls in by 55% if they do, you know, a supervised physiotherapy program. It can really reduce those falls and put that heartache onto their carers and their family.
So do you feel that there's a case of discrimination here for people with dementia, living with dementia?
I think it's just been missed. I just think it's really been missed that, you know, they've dropped the ball a little bit, and we just need to really highlight now. And I think this report from, you know, the Australian Institute of Health and Welfare has really highlighted that there is a lack of funding for preventative care for this type of patient.
Look, and it's, we can suppose we can use the phrase "we're all in this together," and it's about supporting people out there with dementia, our loved ones, and it is a team effort, is it not?
It's correct, yeah. Look, it's a huge team effort from, you know, from the doctors, from the carers, even to the, you know, to the person that's got dementia, to the physiotherapist. It's a collaborative approach, and you know, physiotherapy is a huge part of that team that we want to look after our people with dementia.
And you've been the president of APA, Australian Physiotherapy Association. Look, that's a powerful tool, a powerful voice for our people with dementia. Yes.
Yeah, definitely. You know, we represent 30,000 members Australia-wide of physiotherapists, and, you know, we really are calling on the government to seriously look at changing some of the funding and really honing in on these poor people with dementia that are in either the aged care facilities or out in the community.
And with a national voice like so, I mean, you guys are in that circle, you're in the arena, so to speak. So if you look at it, it's common sense. The government should be talking to people within that arena so they know, you guys know what's going on, and then deliver the message to what is needed.
That's correct. And, you know, we're in constant dialogue with the federal government, trying to get them to understand that physiotherapy can really prevent this. It's a preventable disease that we can really reduce the impact on not just the consumer, like on our mob, but also on the health budget as well.
And how are we travelling in regard to looking after our carers who are looking after our patients?
Yeah, look, and that's another big thing is, you know, more and more the carers are looking after these people with dementia, and it's putting a lot of strain on them.
Yes.
Because, you know, they can't get places in aged care or someone to look after them in the community. So our loved ones are starting to look after our own.
And we're talking 24/7 here for the carers to be working in that space, don't we? Aren't we?
Oh, definitely. It's a huge stress and strain on the carers and their family.
Exactly. Well, like I said, money's a tool. There's money at the table, and we just need to be productive with that tool.
That's it. It's sometimes it's not about putting more and more money into it. It's actually using it effectively and efficiently and changing what we've been doing in the past. It's I think it's come to its use-by date, and we need to do some more prevention.
Yeah, exactly. Well, they say well done is better than well said. It's all about action. Thank you very much, Scott, for sharing with us. All the best to your team, your family. Stay safe, and we'll yarn soon, eh?
Thanks very much, Trevor.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
A deadly yarn there with Scott Willis. He's the APA National President, APA Australian Physiotherapy Association. And as we found out in the AIHW report, revealed that only $7.8 million of total $3 billion health and aged care budget for dementia was spent on allied health care, of which physiotherapy is just one service, and found that accident falls were the third highest lead cause of death in people who died with but not from dementia, and accidental falls were more common with increasing age in this cohort. So, look, very important space. Preventative is what we're talking about there, is what Scott mentioned. Have you saying, Yana Strong, at the conversation here, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
G'day, this is Guy Sebastian here, hanging up on National Talk Black, your big yarning show, BBM 98.7. I remember the day.
Let's change his world through happiness and smile. We can all make a difference in this world. You and I together, baby, let's give it a whirl. 'Cause nothing beats a feeling of doing right. It affects the heart and breathing and eases our mind.
get on your mob. It's me, Bushtaka Bungie, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Makaran.
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Take me back to the old Yarrabah Ranges. That's where my heart will always be. Take me back to the old Yarrabah Ranges. In a land of tropical scenery. As we walk through the fields of Telbungie River flows, oh, that's where.
BC, Barry Cedric, big shout out. My cuss there, Lone there, my brother. How are you? You well? And you down there at Woorabinda, or you back here in Cairns? Yarrabah, big shout out, Yarrabah mob. This is your daily program, National Talk Black, and you can have your say in Yarn Up Strong by calling that daily number, 1-800-422-416. Call that number, Yarn, with the bally one here, Trevor Tim Trendy, Trev Murray from Recurry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns in your dingy country. That's BBM Bumbleberry Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. So Yarn Up Strong, if you're on the shy side, don't act, you mob, you're not shy, you can text me 045-714-0550 or your Facebook page as well, BBM 987 FM. All right, too deadly. Now, we're putting out messages out there regarding young mob out there, young people to get their health checks done. Very important to do that. And it's about keeping safe and about looking after that deadly figure of yours. But you need to go and get checked up. And we're going to talk to two deadly young mob now, all the way from Yari. We've got Talise Willett, and we also got bodyguard Monk to Talise there, Logan Yateman. Which way? Good morning. How are you, mob?
Good.
Good morning.
Yeah, well, brother, I'm well. We start with you, Talise. Who your mob? Where you from?
I'm Talise Willett. I'm from Yarrabah, Kungangi. I'm from the Gurugulu. And also from Bidyara Warriga Wirupa from my father's side.
Yes. And how old is this?
I'm 20 this year, 21 20. Next year.
All right, fantastic. Brother Logan, who are you mob? Where are you from, Logan Yateman?
From Yari, my mother's side, Kungandji, my father, Kukunyongal, from all the way up Cooktown ways.
Yeah, Delhi brother. And how old are you, bro?
18.
18, all right. So let's talk about young people getting health check, how important. What is a young person check? We'll go with you, Talise.
Many of our families live with and have been living with chronic disease for a long time in our community.
Mm.
These health problems have continued for generations, and we are seeing the same problems pop up in our young people that many of the older people have had. For example, two types of diabetes.
Diabetes, yeah.
High blood pressure, high cholesterol, kidney problems, social and emotional issues are still center stage when it comes to our health. This shouldn't be the case.
No.
That is why for the past 8 years we have run this YPC program for the young people so we can screen as many of them as possible to see if there are any issues. If there isn't, then that's good news because then we know that our young people are on the right track to be a healthy community.
Yeah, too deadly. And for all our mob out there, there's a First Nation Health Organisation near you. You mob from Yari, so you catch up with Girini Yalamaka mob. So your message going out there to the Yarraba mob, but this is a national program. To all our mob out there, catch up with our First Nation Health Organisation and get your checkup. Now, over you, my brother Logan there, if issues are found, what happens if we find there's something going on with your body? What happens, bro?
Yeah, Girini Health Services will provide the best possible support around them to treat and manage the issue. So in all saying all this, the YPC is all about prevention.
Yes.
We want to stop our young people from going down the track of developing the chronic disease that I mentioned and to live a long and healthy life now and into the future.
Yeah, too true. Look, a lot of our mob are dying at very young ages and it's preventable. We need to look after ourselves, you know. My old uncle used to say, hey, you want to check yourself before you wreck yourself, so to speak, you know. And that's what we're talking about, is just getting a health check done, you know. And looking after the school. If you've got a car, you always get that car service, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, which are your body, you know. It drive you everywhere, so you need to look after it, you know, and get that checkup as well. Talise, back to you. Why is it important to have a young person check?
The young person check will take place at Girini Workshop Street site and will commence on the 27th of September 2021, which will be next week and on to the first 2 weeks of Term 4. Our young people are welcome to walk in or they can contact us to transport them and their friends there. Mm. Once they come to the clinic, they will register. From there, they will go into the health worker who will take their OBS, which is taking their blood pressure, weight, height, blood sugar level, ears check and temperature. This year's YPC will deliver differently to previous years. Once they are screened by a high HY, the participants youths will be asked at the ending of the screening to book doctor's appointment to finish up with their health checks.
Yeah, very, very, very important. Yeah, like, and if you look at it, like I said, very important to get a health check because, brother, if you go along and get checked, brother, you know, look, you might be pregnant. And you don't even know. You know what I mean? Cuss, so it's very important to get your health check done, and that's what we're yarning about, you know? So if health promotion in the community, let's talk about that, Logan.
There will be a door knock in the community to promote YPC, which will be the youth-driven. We will speak to the youths and invite them in. If parents or carers have questions relating to YPC, there will also be an Indigenous health worker for Girini supporting us with their education and awareness.
Right.
Posters in the community, also social media promotions.
Yeah, because everybody on that Facebook, I call it Sookbook, you know. Yeah, I don't care what you're going to eat for dinner tonight, you know. I mean, like, you mob, you know. Then they need to use that tool and use it properly. And it is a deadly tool, and so you mob can use that as a promoting tool about getting your health checked. And look, big shout out to Girini Yalamaka doing a fantastic job looking after the mob there in Yarraba. And look, and that's why we're having yarn with the two young deadly Yarrabeans and talking about that fantastic opportunity to get your health check, and very important to do so. What incentives will they receive once they complete their health checks?
We'll be eliminating $30 fine credits for participants after screening. Oh. They will receive their Deadly Choice shirts once they complete their appointment with doctor. There will also be 3 mini iPads to give away once the youth complete their overall health check.
Well, that in itself is a draw card, eh?
Yep.
Come out there with our Deadly shirt and with iPad.
And also $30 credit.
$30 credit. Yeah. Yeah, ring up all them gummies. What you doing tonight, sister? And so, it's about communication. But there's the incentive, isn't it, And that stuff given away is, it's good investment, to get them off to the health centre and get that check. Very, very important. All right, fantastic. That's a very good message. So all your mob out there, and especially for the mob there at Yarraba, these two Yarrabeans here are yarning about it and urging your mob to go and get your health check. Talise, tell us a bit about yourself, sister. I mean, what are you doing for work-wise, and what have you done since you left school, sis?
Since I left school, I moved over to WA. Lived at WA for 7 months. I got into a traineeship with Wirrupanda Foundation and completed a Cert 2. Got my first job offered to me, but didn't take that.
Okay. And why didn't you take that? You're looking at other things, were you?
Yeah, because it was based around cleaning.
Oh, okay.
I don't want to...
You don't want to clean?
No.
Okay.
I also came back home, got into modelling. I was one of the models for 2019.
I'm looking at the stunning figure in front of me. Yeah, keep talking. Yep.
I was modelling for my old people back in Yarraba.
Good.
Jungle.
Big shout out.
Elders.
Yes.
Yeah, Jungle Elders. Big shout out to them. And got the opportunity to move to West NT, Uluru. Training ships at 3 in hospitality. Completed that with housekeeping.
Yes.
And came back home. Housekeeping wasn't my passion, so I wanted to come back home and give back to my community, as in working with young youths.
So you found your passion.
I found my passion.
Yes, working
with young youths, I really want to work with not just the ones that in boarding school, but the ones that struggle to go to school, the ones that are struggling, the ones that are...
Good.
All youths, basically. I want to give back something to them.
Too deadly. I got goosebumps here, my sister. That's fantastic. I mean, wherever you start out in the marketplace, wherever you start working, it doesn't mean you have to stay there.
No.
So you tried cleaning. That wasn't your thing.
No.
Come back home, did modelling, but then you found passion and began looking after youth, young people.
Like, one advice for young girls out there, don't think,
how you say for young people, you're going to give it advice.
Yeah.
What's that?
Don't be ashamed. Be in the game.
Love it.
Don't be ashamed. If you need help, ask for it. Help is always there. If you're struggling with something, ask for help. Help is always going to be there, but it's up to yourself. And for some young girls with confidence, as in, I get a lot of young girls asking me, how did you get into modeling? How did you? It's about confidence.
Yes.
You got to get out of your comfort zone to get where
get
you
get out of your comfort zone. Yes.
Zone if you want to be out there, if you want to be put out there. So
You become a motivational speaker. You're too deadly. Fire me up here. Another message I want to put there to anybody out there, all successful people in life, always remember this. If you ever see a turtle sitting on a pole, always remember it never got there by itself. Is that Logan? So what I'm saying is you got to have support.
Yeah.
No one succeeds in life by themselves.
Yep, and support is always out there. It's up to yourself to get up and go and get it.
Too deadly. Now, Logan, which are you? You just finished school, didn't you? High school?
Yeah.
Graduated,
Just finished school. Just trying to figure out what I want to do with my life.
Are you yet to find that?
Yeah, trying to find something I love doing and stick to it.
Okay. So let's talk about some of the things that you love doing. I mean, if you can get a job, if you can have any job in the world, ding, ding, magic and stick here, black magic, what would it be, brother? What would you do?
Probably running my own business, and just helping people at home.
Okay.
Who don't have jobs.
Yep.
And who don't have opportunities to, get out and...
So guide them, lift them and give them direction. And you have a business doing that.
Yeah.
That's if not a life coach or playing a supporting role, like a social worker.
Yeah.
That might be your field there, brother.
Plus, I love helping the community,
Yeah, too deadly.
One of the best things.
Yeah, brother, deadly. You play any sports?
Yeah, footy.
League?
Yeah.
Yeah, is there aspirations there to go further with league?
Yeah, thinking about doing some trials here and there with Pride and
yep.
probably travel away down Townsville and that for
okay.
the Blackhawks.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And playing local football, you know, in like country football, you still need a JOB. So if you had a job like a social worker and playing football at the same time, there's two passions there, brother.
Yeah.
You know? So think about that, brother. You might be the next Cowboys captain, halfback. Don't forget us, bro. Don't forget us, bro. I want a ticket there. One ticket there. I know where you live, Logan. Shut your mouth. Look, too deadly. Beautiful yarn with you, too. Thank you very much. Aspiration, and by talking here on First Nation radio station, BBM, and National Talk Black, it's a message going out to all our young black people out there. Get your health check done. And you guys that come from Yarraba and work closely with Girini Yalamaka, big shout out Girini, and the work that they're doing regarding young persons getting their check. And that's ages 15 to 24, so very important. And when we say health check, you know, this is not all about COVID-19.
Nope.
It's just getting health check in all facets, you know, your eyesight, your big toe, you know, the hair. Don't talk about hair game and anyway, you know, but all that sort of stuff, you know what I mean? Just checking on yourself. So that's very important. Deadly Yana with you, Mob. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Keep in touch and follow your dreams and be the best that you can be, my message to you. And when you get to the top and become famous, don't forget us here, Mobby at BBM. All right, big shout out, eh? And when you see that Katrina Connolly too, tell us that hello. You don't know where that woman. Give my shout out there for her.
Yeah,
too deadly. All right, beautiful yarn there with our young ones there from Yarraba, talking about young people getting their health check. Very important to do so. And you mob there at Yarraba, Girini Yalamaka, go and catch up with them. You mob here in Cairns, you got Woochopper, you mob in the Cape, you got Apunapima. So look, there's plenty of mob out there. So very important to get your check up. How you say, Uncle? You say check yourself before you wreck yourself. That's what I'm talking about. You deadly brothers and sisters. And with that, let's go to Black Image, Black Image Band. Hope Mob, big shout out, you too deadly with their deadly track, Deadly Brothers and Sisters. Take a listen.
I was sitting just the other day when this little tune came into my head. Was a little tune about all you bama, just dancing and having some fun.
And it goes something like,
hey brother, you follow too deadly now. You follow too deadly now. You follow too deadly now. Hey sister, you follow too deadly now. You follow too deadly now. You follow too deadly now. Now we've been everywhere in Cape York, from the north down to the south, from the east over to the west, 'cause Black Image gonna rock your sound.
And it goes something like,
hey brother, you follow too deadly now. You follow too deadly now. You follow too deadly now.
Hey sister,
you follow too deadly now. You follow too deadly now. You follow too deadly now. I say hey.
Yeah.
My name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trek.
1-800-422-416.
D-A double quicker than a Y coming at ya. Got the whole crew here ready to attack ya. With the beats and the rhythm on the scratcher. Showing you that I'm the bomb ass rapper. When I wanna be, I can be dangerous. Soon I'm gonna be the world's most greatest. I'm up to date with the world war latest. I chuck on my favorite playlist. When I dance, got moves like Matrix. Moves that are fresh and moves that are ancient. Battling the war with friends and relations. But now I'm clearing the page.
Yeah, I will. Speaking coming and speaking the realest. I'm one of the illest of villains. I'm running with dealers, visible criminals, banging invisible. Haters are looking for miracles, looking hysterical. Haters are yapping, spreading the crap and tell them what happened. When you get that money, stacking, rapping, holding the rap game captive. Vividly massive, laughing, criminally active, best as well. Still thinking of selling, no telling you're dealing with felons, no acting. You seen it, I'm in it to win it. I drill him and kill him. I'm hitting from calm. Mama, I'm driven by the dangerous pride.
But that's who I am, where I stand today.
Standing strong.
Struggle. The black youth, hurry up to and join the huddle. We're gluing truth to societies and trying to rubble. Minds feed the side of double. Lies, greed, deceit, defeat the best man humble. Keep your spirit to land, although your sneaks on the street. I still realize your people still ain't squashing. Better keep the skin deep. But I'm betting that they just feel threatened. From this one city, the wall may get a made. Black rapping.
Western Miranda, double Jerry bar, put it all together, straight up black fella. I rock colors in black and white, recite ancient stories from dream time. When I fly on the mic, let me take you back to the mission. So listen, we fighting for existence, resistance for instance. My thoughts flying like a piston, you're not with my brothers and sisters. Can you feel the question and the message represent?
Yeah, Standing Strong, Young Warriors featuring various artists. Big shout out to Mob. Hope you're standing strong, standing deadly. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your saying, Yarn Up Strong, 1-800-422-416. And call that number, Yarn with yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from Macquarie, your host for your daily program, National Talk Black. And we're live at the First Nation radio station here in Cairns on your dingy country, BBM, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Going to catch up with Tony Gibson online. Good morning, Brother Tony.
Good morning, Radio Brother Trevor. There.
How are you travelling?
Yeah, I'm good. I'd really like to comment on Marshall yesterday that came on.
Yes, Marshall from Brisbane, yep. Did about 18 years up there in the Cape, yep. Talking about housing.
Yeah, I heard his view on thing up there before. I thought he was really hard on Murray's up there whenever he come to incarceration, being locked up in plain English. Mm. I thought he was a really hard man. I thought his name went to his head, Marshall. He was saying the same.
Okay, there it is. Okay.
Yeah, no, well,
you might get a bit of flack back. You ready for that?
Yeah, well, I thought he was really hard on Chris Graham too, you know.
Mm.
Yeah, I'll just say that.
Okay.
I think Chris Graham's done a great job.
Chris will roll with the punches, but it creates a nice conversation, which is good for all.
Diversity is our strength.
Yes.
And yeah. Also, I want to thank Sherwin for coming on after I mentioned about that nuclear subs last week. Yeah, he came on and he mentioned how, you know, like Australia, tribe down South Australia already been nuked by England anyway.
Yes.
And there's been a nuclear history. And the news today or last night is that now America is, Australia's done this deal where they want to make drones here in Queensland. The Premier was on the road. It's all going.
ScoMo over there doing the deals, exactly, yes. Scary.
Yeah, that's why we've got the COVID too. If they're going to have a base up there in Cape. But the main thing I called up is one good thing I finally heard from one of the Cairns councillors is Rob Pine was on there and he wants a nuclear-free Cairns.
Free Cairns?
A nuclear-free.
Okay, yes, you know? Yes, yes.
He started a campaign up here in Cairns to become a nuclear port, I guess, like New Zealand. You're not allowed nuclear ships. I see the headline saying that the nuclear subs might get here earlier than the thing. We're going to make drones here, which are flying bombs like doodlebugs.
Yep.
And Penny Wong, the shadow overseas minister, has warned Australia shouldn't shouldn't
tamper with him. Shouldn't step in that arena.
Yeah, well, you know, she said that they're sacrificing, Australia's sacrificing its sovereignty. America's taking over. Boris Johnson has sort of said to the Yanks, do what you like, the Union Jack's up. Mm. And they're really determined to get this base going. And it's all insulting the Chinese. The Selwyn said they're messing around in the China Sea. And it's going to, North Queensland looks like it's going to be their base, you know. So.
Not good.
It's not good, you know. Mm. And I think the young people now, like, you see the strength of people going off of what they don't want.
And it seems that there's no communication with the constituents.
With
they just
us,
make
mate.
A decision. Yeah, that's right, with the people. They just make a decision and go ahead with it.
Yeah, the corona, we said, you were saying...
Well, that's a war in itself, isn't it? Coronavirus, and now we're talking about making nuclear bombs.
Yeah, the stroll out, they were busy over there making plans for war, you know, and this is Australia. This is Australia calling, and we're away from all that, and we shouldn't be dragged into it anymore.
Yes.
This is Australia. It's not America. It's not England. They sit over there, make all their decisions. We're on the other side of the world, on the Earth, on the planet, down under.
And got no say in the decision-making.
And we've got no say. Where's the democracy? Mm.
Exactly.
When you said about the stroll out before for the corona, well, they were too busy over there not worrying about us and worrying about stirring Asia.
Mm. Yes.
We've got our own. This country should look after itself and become independent. No one asked the Americans to be world police and then start setting up bomb factories here and nuclear things here and things. This is huge.
Mm, it is.
It's huge. And everybody that's protesting around the country for corona, well, would like to see that strength added into an anti-nuclear future for Australia and Queensland. But that's it. And it's. I really appreciate Selwyn coming on and adding on, you know, and the French anyway were bombing the Pacific. It's nuclear, you know, they destroyed lives.
Yeah.
It's not us that's going to suffer, it's going to be this young generation, and it's in their hands, mate. And thanks for listening, Selwyn, and Trev and the other radio brother there. And I've got to say this because I'm a peacenik, you know. I grew up after the Second World War and in the rubble, when I was a kid, used to play in it, and I've seen. No one here has seen what can be done. And
yeah.
I know there's a lot of northern paranoia. And the other thing with Queensland is this is the home of One Nation, who first was racist to Aboriginal people and then the Chinese. Mm. Queensland is a terrible racist place in its own way under the surface, and they're just going along with every dirty deal on the planet at the moment.
Yeah, brother. All right, okay. Thanks for sharing, Tony, mate. All the best to you, brother, eh?
You too, and everybody. Thank you.
Take care. That's Tony Gibbs there, and having his say regarding nuclear war, nuclear bombs, and talking about being a protest and stopping anything happening here in Cairns area. I mean, look, you can add to the conversation. It's come to a time where Brother Trev got a sign-off here, you mob. I thank you very much for your company, National Talk Black one-hour program, and we'll continue the yarn tomorrow, and that deadly number is 1-800-422-416. But 24/7, you can text the brother 045-714-0550, and our Facebook page is BBM987FM. A voice for our people, National Talk Black, one of the voices. Big shout-out to our First Nation radio station around the country. Thank you, Deadly Black Network, and we yarn up strong there for our mob, and so do utilise and stay tuned and support any way you can. First Nation media, fantastic. All right, Murray and Asana, thank you very much. Stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. More importantly, stay safe. We are still in a pandemic. Borders are closed, left, right, and centre, but we need to do what we need to do to keep ourselves safe and operate in that space. And they get your jab, or go and have a conversation with the First Nation health organisations about getting the jab. Take care, you mob. Too deadly.